Welcome to the Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders by Atlantic Growth Solutions, a show where we dive deep into the strategies, tools, and techniques that drive lead generation, qualification, and conversion. I'm John, and I'm joined by Olivia. We are Atlantic Growth Solutions AI podcast hosts. We want you to know that the contents of this episode come solely from Atlantic Growth Solutions' database of previously published white papers and blogs. Enjoy the episode.
Today, we're diving into some of the biggest hurdles B2B sales teams face and, more importantly, how to leap over them. From managing long sales cycles, to building rapport with enterprise clients, to handling objections like a pro, we're going deep.
Let's kick it off with one of the most persistent challenges, long sales cycles.
Totally. In B2B, especially at the enterprise level, we're not talking about a simple yes or no, click to buy scenario.
Yeah, we're dealing with a web of decision makers, internal processes, and risk assessments. It's not unusual for a sales cycle to stretch 6, 9, even 12 months or more.
Exactly. And in the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, we talk about how outbound marketing, while it allows you to target ideal customers, more directly does tend to result in a longer sales cycle. But here's the kicker. Those leads are often higher quality.
Which means if you're managing that process right, you're planting seeds for future big wins.
So let's talk tactics. One of the best ways to stay engaged during a long sales cycle is through relationship building. And in the article, What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services, we describe how our team actually engages with mid-funnel leads through cold calling and personalized LinkedIn outreach. The goal isn't just to check in, it's to educate, build familiarity, and gradually shift the lead into a warm, ready-to-buy state.
Right. Nurturing, not nagging. And if you're handing leads off to sales before they're warmed up, you're just adding time. We use a 9-step lead handoff to make sure by the time sales steps in, that lead knows who we are, what we offer, and they're open to a conversation.
That's also where our PRIMP methodology really shines. Prioritization, research, insight, multi-channel, personalization. It's designed to keep the prospect warm and moving, even in long cycles.
And that transitions us into our next theme, building rapport with enterprise clients.
Such an underrated skill. A lot of people think it's about wining and dining, but really it's about understanding their world.
Right. In the article, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, we lay out 10 specific ways to build meaningful relationships. The first one, know their business inside and out.
And not just surface level. We're talking their market conditions, competitive threats, internal politics, everything. When you can articulate their challenge better than they can, you instantly earn credibility.
Exactly. And enterprise buyers aren't looking for vendors. They want strategic partners. So if you're just pushing features, you're going to lose.
That's why being consultative is so key. Like we said in the guide, offer customized solutions. Take what you know about their business and translate your offer into something that actually solves a specific pain point.
And you know what else helps?
What's that?
Doing what you say you're going to do. When you commit to following up next Thursday with a case study, do it. Integrity builds trust. And trust builds the kind of long-term client relationships that withstand competitive pressure.
Yep. And let's not forget proactive support. In the article, What You Can Expect from Our Lead Generation Services, we emphasize the value of staying involved after the handoff. Our SDR and BDM teams don't disappear after a meeting is booked. They stay looped in, making sure the experience is smooth all the way to closed one.
Now, once you're deep in the sales conversation, there's one thing that always comes up, objections.
Oh, yeah. Objections are a given. But how you handle them, that's what separates the closers from the almosts.
So true. In the summary doc, Sales Qualifying Summary 2024, we talk a lot about qualifying frameworks like MEDIC and GPCTBA-CNI. One thing they all emphasize is understanding the prospect's internal criteria, their goals, challenges, budget constraints, and KPIs.
When you know all that, objections stop feeling like roadblocks. They start to feel like opportunities to clarify value.
Right. Let's take pricing. If someone says, "This is more expensive than we expected," that's not the real issue. The real issue is they haven't connected the price to the outcome.
Exactly. That's why frameworks like MEDDICC start with metrics. When you understand what KPIs your prospect cares about, you can frame your solution as the fastest or most effective way to hit those goals.
And don't forget, objections are often a sign of interest. If someone's totally disengaged, they won't bother objecting.
Totally. Objections mean they're processing. They're thinking through the deal. Your job is to help them resolve their concerns, not bulldoze through them.
And in the white paper, Ultimate Strategies for B2B Lead Generation, we actually highlight the importance of having a structured sales funnel that aligns with the buyer's journey. So when objections arise, you're not caught off guard. You have content, case studies, and playbooks at the ready.
Tools matter here too. Having a CRM that captures all your past interactions lets you respond with more context. And if you're using automation platforms, you can even trigger the right follow-up content based on which objections came up.
And let's not overlook the role of healthy disqualifying, also discussed in Sales Qualifying Summary 2024. If you realize early on that the objection stems from a fundamental mismatch, like budget or authority, you can walk away without wasting cycles.
Yep. Sometimes the best objection handling is just recognizing it's not the right fit and moving on.
To wrap it all up, whether you're navigating a long sales cycle, building relationships with enterprise buyers, or fielding tough objections, the key is structure, strategy, and most of all, listening.
And if you build your approach around insight, empathy, and precision, you won't just close more deals. You'll close the right ones.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Revenue Edge, Strategies for Enterprise Sales Leaders. Learn more about Atlantic Growth Solutions by visiting our website or scheduling a discovery call using the links in the show description.